Well, I tell you what, man, I'd love to just chill back and then get a dang old grill and chill, man, but I've got to head up to Canada this summer, man.
Canada? A man only has so many summers, Boomhauer. Why would you waste yours in a country that's dismantling its navy? Hey, looks like the Canadians are here.
Boo!
Now be polite, Dale. We're Americans. We're the world's welcome mat. It doesn't matter if they're from Canada, Laos, or God forbid, California. Right now, they're from Rainy Street. It's our patriotic duty to show them what good neighbors are all about.
Fine.
Whatever.
Made in America cannot just be a marketing gimmick like Dolphin Safe. It's got to stand for something.
You know who I feel sorriest for in all this? Bill.
We need to find him a psychiatrist.
He's just suicidal, Peggy. He's not crazy. We've just got to watch him constantly until he snaps out of it.
Is this a joke? Because if it is, I don't get it.
He's a freak.
I tell you what, man, I'm getting ugly in here, man. There's people that are coming in, they're going to get Bill no dress, man. They're going to get them with ass whooping on him.
Go back to Hollywood.
This isn't the Democratic National Convention.
You crashed the wrong party, honey.
Hey, it's strictly propane.
Look at them. Take off my dress, buddy. You're scaring me.
Yeah, now we're having fun. Yeah, that's right. It's that kind of party. Anything goes. Extra fun. Woo! I tell you, if that boy handles a football half as good as he handles a cardboard box, Arlen High's got herself a new tight end.
Hey, you think the dad's a good bowler? Yeah, he looks like a good bowler. Maybe he needs someone to bowl with.
Notice how he lifts with his legs.
I think they're going to fit in just fine. Howdy, fellas. What brings you to Arlen?
Well, this family hired us to move their stuff.
Oh, terrific. George W. is going to need every vote he can get or they won't call it a landslide.
George W.? He's not a communist, is he?
No, he's not.
Wait, oh, here it is. See, our candidate is Robert Parigi.
What? Communist? No!
I guess I cancel your vote out. My first election, and your vote means nothing.
Long live the People's Revolution!
What were you thinking? The Russians don't even believe in communism anymore.
You said you wanted me to vote.
You sure did, Hank. Maybe Luann has a good reason for throwing her vote away.
I've got several. First, the line at his booth was the shortest. I like his tie. It's red. And his shirt is white, and his jacket is blue. And that stands for America.
Communism!
I just think, if you don't read the newspaper and the only TV you watch is the MTV, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Stop fighting the last war, Hank. Women got the vote, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Unless...
Unless what?
I don't know. You're a smart guy. You'll figure something out.
Luann is Cinderella. And she fell for the wrong prince. You have to be her fairy godmother and introduce her to George W. Bush. Take her to the Bush rally, or as I like to call it, the ball, and let George W. put his issues, or as I like to call them, the glass slippers, on her feet.
I can't bring a communist to see the next president of the United States.
Hank, if Luann is still a communist after hearing the greatest orator of our day, then she really is a communist, and then we really have a problem.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
He's even more handsome than his dad.
Well, Barbara's a handsome woman. But, you know, it's his ideas that you'll find the most attractive.
I don't know. He's really handsome.
Now, I don't want any of y'all to think Dick Cheney and I have this thing in the bag. So don't forget to vote on November 7th.
Ooh, I really like his smile and his tie, which is red. I like red ties.
Luann, stop looking at him. Close your eyes and listen to the issues. Wait till you hear him call for lower taxes and a stronger national defense. I just gave away the end of his speech.
And a strong national defense. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
No, you're right, Uncle Hank. He's going to cut my taxes and let me pray in junior college.
I think I will vote for him.
There you go. And I'm the boy's dad.
I need your vote, partner.
Well, you got it, Governor Bush.
Man.
Well, hey, look that. Maybe Con will let you borrow his sexy little import.
I'd cut my entire quarter acre with a Lady Bic before I'd borrow that man's mower. I just don't like him.
Why? Because he's Chinese?
No.
So he's Korean.
What the hell's the difference? I don't like the man. That has nothing to do with where he's from. I'm no redneck. He could be from Mars for all I care.
Believe me, Hank, if Con were from Mars, you'd care. Especially after he's stolen every last drop of Earth's drinkable water to transport back to his home planet. Mars.
Mrs. Hill, why are you bringing the paddle?
Oh, I have to. People are expecting it. Besides, your father worked very hard to put Paddling Peggy back in the classroom.
See, that's the thing. My dad thinks you're going to use it.
Oh, Hank, don't be silly, honey. It's just a bluff. I am going to scare my students exactly the way President Reagan scared hundreds of millions of Russians with his Star Wars death beam.
I miss voting for that man. So Bobby is taking auto shop.
Bingo!
Oh, great. Good for you, man. Yep. I'll buy him an old junker car, then we can restore it together. We'll stay up late, fixing her up, just me and my boy. Then one day, when we're all finished, Bobby will get in that car and he'll drive away. And then I can die, a happy man. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually kind of sad, Hank.
What the heck is that?
I didn't know if you were a Ford man or a Chevy man. It was the happiest problem I've ever faced.
You bought me a car?
Yep. Now, let's put that auto shop training to work. What tool can I get for you?
A hammer.
A hammer? Boy, have you been sleeping through auto shop, or are you being funny?
You know, Dad, I think your obsession with auto shop stems from your unresolved feelings about your father. And perhaps we should explore some of those feelings.
Bobby, you know how I explore my feelings? I fix my truck or your mother's car. When Mr. Dotrieve's wife left him, we tuned up his escort. And when that little fella from the Fantasy Island died, we put the ant on top of Dale's van.
Well, that's one path. But if I took peer counseling, I could...
Trust me, Bobby, when you're stuck on the side of the road with your girlfriend and you can do more than ask your carburetor how it feels, you'll be glad you took auto shop.
Okay. Oh, maybe I could take the guns to school and we could squeeze off a few rounds between classes.
You shouldn't take guns to school with you. They're dangerous.
Guns are dangerous?
What?
Oh, brother. Bobby, go on and clean the guns. I'll be in there in a minute.
What's this about guns being dangerous?
Well, that's right. They kill people.
Guns don't kill people. The government does.
Oh, Hank, guns have been around for years. If they were dangerous, I just think someone would have said something.
Most deaths in the home are from guns and gun accessories.
Let me ask you this. A guy breaks into your house, but you don't have a gun. How are you going to shoot him?
Dale, that's right out of the NRA magazine August issue.
I tell you what, man, that dang old NRA with our rights, man. The insurance, you get it with dismemberment and not like that, you get like $20,000 just for your arm blows off, man.
I can't believe you guys. Dale, the NRA is a Washington, D.C.-based organization. Are you telling me you support Washington, D.C.?
That's a thinker.
I need both of you to sign this permission slip.
Alrighty. What's it for, son? Contact football? No, you're not old enough for that. Ringworm test? What? Sexual education?
Where'd you get this?
I told you, it's school.
Oh, I thought we didn't have to worry about this until ninth grade health class.
Nuh-uh. Principal wants to teach us a unit from some course they made up in Washington, D.C.
Washington? Bobby, go to your room.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Here's the first thing I'm gonna do, I tell you what. There. No need for Bobby to get all bothered up learning about sex when he can't do a damn thing about it anyway at his age. And with his features. Besides, it is not up to the United States government to be teaching Bobby the facts of life. That's his parents' job.
I agree. If anybody should teach our boy about that, it should be his parents.
Something like that should be taught in the home.
Uh-huh, where he lives.
Absolutely.
Yes, sirree.
You say he hit his son with a bat? No, that is definitely not acceptable. I wish I could, ma'am, but the regulations say we can't take custody of the boy without an interview. Don't you worry. He's in the system now. I am on my way. Huh?
He asked you how many kids we have. He didn't ask you about my glands.
Please, Mr. Hill, loud is not allowed.
What the? Loud is not allowed? Now you listen to me, mister. I work for a living. And I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook. I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories. Oh, when I think of all my hard-earned tax dollars going to pay a bunch of little twig boy bureaucrats like you, it just makes me wanna... Oh God, it just...
Hank?
Honey, bring me my BC headache powder and a glass of water.
All right, Hank.
Now, you listen here. You see that boy? That's my boy. And if you ever try to take him away, so help me God, I'll tear you a new one bigger than the Grand Canyon. Now, I want you to get out of my house. You're not welcome here. I mean now, before I give you a black eye. Get...
So on this Hill family case, you couldn't confirm any actual abuse, but you still recommended the state take custody?
Oh yeah. I mean, the whole neighborhood was Redneck City. Did you see in the report how he dented my geo?
Redneck City. That's pretty funny. Where are you from, son?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, see here. Hit by a baseball. So, how did you like old Harvey?
Who's Harvey?
Oh, he's a little league coach. You did talk to the little league coach, didn't you?
Do you know where the special needs class is?
Excellent fine motor skills, Dooley. You're the class super duper champ of the morning.
Excuse me, I'm Hank Hill, Bobby's father. You must be Mr. Turkelson.
Yes. Can I help you?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, I'd like a word with you outside.
Class, you can rest your eyes, but no sleepies. I'll be right back.
Mr. Turkelson, my boy doesn't belong in your class. He was just put here so he wouldn't take the standardized test.
Test? He shouldn't be taking any standardized tests, Mr. Hill. Not until I can fully evaluate his condition.
There is no condition. That boy's about as normal as you or, well, as me.
Sadly, 20 years ago, you would have been right. Bobby would have been labeled normal.
Those truly were the dark ages of public education.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever found a kid who wasn't special?
No.
Mr. Turkelson, I want my boy taken out of this ridiculous class immediately, or I'm going to the district.
Sorry, Mr. Hill. I am the district, and your son is staying until he gets the care he needs. Okay, we're going to have to skip PE today because I don't have enough first place ribbons to go around.